Welcome to the Europe à la carte podcast on the 22nd of December 2010. I'm Karen Bryan, founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you'll find European travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'll summarise some of the recent posts on the Europe à la carte blog. You can read the posts in full and see the photos at www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog. Well, I'm very happy today because I have been voted the EasyJet Top Traveller in the EasyJet 15-Hour Blogger Challenge. Regular listeners will know that I was one of the 4 bloggers who took part in this challenge to celebrate the budget airline EasyJet's 15th birthday. Our destinations were only revealed at check-in, and I was sent to Paris for my challenge. All the videos of the bloggers' challenges were put on the EasyJet Facebook page and we asked for votes. So I became top traveller by receiving the highest number of votes. The good thing is that everybody who took the time to vote was entered in a prize draw, that is UK residents, I shouldn't say everybody, only UK residents were eligible, and one lucky voter has won a 2-night trip to Paris, including hotel for 2 people and 2 return flights from a UK airport. So that's good news all around. Now, on the Christmas theme, as there's only 3 days to go until Christmas, Marcus has written about the Christmas goat of Gävle in Sweden. About 2 hours north of Stockholm, a goat stands in the town of Gävle. It's a large goat, a Christmas goat, a straw goat. It's a tourist attraction. There's a Swedish Christmas tradition for a goat delivering presents. So each year the Gävle goat is built, and as it's made of straw, people try to burn it down. Turns out that it's too much of an inviting target. This year, amazingly, there was even an attempt to steal the goat by helicopter. Someone thought it would be a good idea to steal a straw goat that weighs 3.6 tons and is 13 metres high and 7 metres long. The game between the potential vandals and thieves and the protectors of the goat has become a sort of a tradition. The goat was first burned down in 1966 and 24 subsequent goats have been burned. So far, the 2010 goat is standing. The goat has many stories to tell, and this is why the Gävle Bocken or Gävle Goat has a blog, a Twitter account and a web camera. Well, that's an unusual story from Sweden anyway. I've written a post about a hotel in Malaga. It's the Las Vegas Hotel in Malaga, a Malaga budget hotel, and one of the few budget hotels in Malaga in the south of Spain, which has an outdoor pool. The hotel is also close to the beach. However, the downside is that there's quite a busy road in front of the beach close to the pool, so you will get a little bit of road noise out in the balcony or by the pool. But I found rooms for under £50 a night, including breakfast, so it is quite a good deal. And if you're going to be out on the beach, it's just across the road. Amanda has written about 10 of the best Copenhagen hotels for all budgets. All the hotels included in the top 10 received a verified guest rating of at least 80%. And there really aren't many budgets hotels in Copenhagen. It's quite expensive, typical Scandinavian high prices. The hotel I stayed at when I was in Copenhagen a couple of months ago, the Copenhagen Island Hotel, is a kind of mid-range hotel that costs around £120 a night. So if you're looking for a bargain in Copenhagen, you could be disappointed. And back on the Christmas theme, Jeremy has written about Christmas traditions in Europe. You can read about the tradition of mistletoe, Christmas cards, fruitcake, silent night, and nutcrackers. So I'd like to wish all listeners a very happy Christmas and a great new year. And thanks very much for listening to this Europe à la carte podcast. I hope you'll join us again soon.